This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Heather Bosch. Music's biggest night gets underway in 1 hour, and as CBS's Gwen Baumgartner reports,
Bad Bunny could also make history tonight. If he wins for Album of the Year, it would be the first time ever that a Spanish language album wins in this category.
It's hard to place bets this year, but I would certainly not bet against Bad Bunny.
Trevor Noah returns as host for his sixth and final time. Ben Winston is the Grammy's executive producer.
He's super smart and intelligent, and he's a massive music fan.
All 8 Best New Artist nominees are set to perform, as are many superstars, including Sabrina Carpenter and Justin Bieber. Lauryn Hill will take the stage to honor the late artists D'Angelo and Roberta Flack.
The Grammys air on CBS and Paramount+. Democrats are demanding reforms at Homeland Security in exchange for long-term funding. They say ICE agents should be banned from wearing masks and required to wear ID. But House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News,
when you have people doxing them and targeting them, of course we don't want their personal identification out there on the streets.
The debate comes as Congress works to pass a funding plan to fully reopen government. Democrats say the latest government files released about convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein are incomplete and heavily redacted. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin telling CNN,
they've done no real investigation. Their entire determination has been to shut it down to protect Donald Trump.
The DOJ says some information is being held back to protect victims. Parts of the U.S. from the Gulf Coast to New England are digging out after a bomb cyclone. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein.
Yesterday, we had the kind of snowstorm that we don't get very often in North Carolina. We had 16 inches of snow in Lexington, 15 inches in Ocean Isle. All 100 counties experienced snow, much of it in the east.
With the Winter Olympics less than a week away, athletes from around the world have begun to arrive at the Olympic Village in Milan. This skater last competed during the pandemic and its restrictions.
It was during COVID, so now we're going to be, you know, with all the crowd and the families are there, so it's going to be great.
History on the tennis court.
From the Australian Open, 22-year-old Carlos Alcaraz is the champ of the men's final for the very first time. He beat Novak Djokovic, who had never lost in his 10 previous finals at Melbourne Park. Alcaraz is the youngest man to achieve the career Grand Slam, having won all 4 major titles. Both men were chasing history. If Djokovic won, it would have been his 25th Grand Slam title, but Alcaraz edged him out. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Follow and listen to CBS Mornings on the go on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-8877. 800-885-8877. Again, that's 800-885-8877.
Most pet owners would do anything for their furry friends, CBS's Stacey Lynn explains.
According to a new survey by MetLife, 65% of dog and cat owners say they cut back on their own personal spending so their pet can have more. 66% say they splurge on high-quality food. 40% say they spend a whole lot on new toys, and 24% say they fork out the big bucks to always have their pets professionally groomed. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Oregon's largest celebrity turns one today, an elephant named Tula Tu, who lives at the Oregon Zoo. Her keeper at the Elephant Care Program says the toddler knows she's the center of attention and demands it. She's busy exploring and is very curious. She's a healthy almost 1,000 pounds and will continue to grow. She's become an internet sensation. Keepers say people are looking for hope. Humans got to share her birthday with some special treats. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.